music in the air when the infant born is nigh and faintest blushes sing on the bright and laughing sky.
Down our way, where a group of friendly folks in a town just like yours spend some mighty pleasant evenings with old-fashioned singing practice. They do the singing at Grange meetings and picnics, church socials and club get-togethers. Their music gives a lot of pleasure to all the townsfolk. They usually meet for singing practice in the parlor of Eli Jenkins, who's not only leader of the singing group, but is town grocer and sheriff besides. Eli's an important man down our way, but I guess no man ever gets so important that his wife can't remind him of his table manners.
Eli Jenkins, that ain't no fit way to be eating your supper with the newspaper stuck up there in front of you.
But look what I just been reading here, Ma, here on page 4. Oops.
Look at that.
I know.
Gravy all over my nice kitchen floor.
Shucks, I'm sorry, but when you read what I've been reading, you won't care what's on the kitchen floor. Look at this little here item here.
Now, what do you think I'd care about an item on the financial page?
Well, you know, but wouldn't you even be interested if the item told you you're the same as a millionaire?
Huh? Atlantic Ocean. You almost made me drop another dish. What kind of foolishness are you talking about?
Well, if you've stopped believing in Santa Claus, just listen to this now. Mr. R.P. Rufus of the Allied American Trust and Bond Association, in his bi-monthly stockholders report, has announced that any outstanding shares of Blue Indian Gold stock of the 1903 issue E series will now be purchased by his association at the rate of $100 per share.
Well, I guess that's right nice for anybody that has some of that there Indian stock.
It ain't Indian stock, Ma. It's gold stock. And if you'd use that sweet little head of yours, you'd remember that you know somebody that's got 100 shares of that there stock.
Somebody I know?
I got some of it, Jenny. 100 shares of it.
Oh, Eli, you don't mean it. Yeah. Why, that's wonderful. We'll be rich.
Yeah, well, figure it out, Ma. 100 shares at $100 per share, why, that's $1,000.
Oh, Eli, what a head you've got for figures. No wonder you can't make change at your grocery counter.
Yeah, we won't need to think about our store or anything now. We'll have so much money we'll feel like a bank. That is, yeah, we will if
what, Pa? Mm-hmm. You sure you have that stuff?
Oh, I'm sure of that, all right. The only if is if we can find it.
Why, of course we can find it. You put that with your other valuables, didn't you?
Yeah, that's just the trouble. They're with the other valuables, wherever they
are. Eli, don't...
Don't you remember back in 1926 when the lock on her parlor door was busted? Well, I took all the important papers and things out of my desk here and I hid them down the grocery store.
Oh, you didn't.
Yeah, and it's been on my conscience for years. Every once in a while, an insurance policy turns up when I'm reaching for a can of pork and beans. I've been on the lookout for my granddad's watch for the past 14 years, but it ain't turned up yet neither.
Eli, don't you know what this means? We got a fortune in stocks down there in that store, and now you can't lay your hands on it.
I know it, Ma. We may as well face it. There's only one thing to do. We may as well get two stones with one bird, and I'll take that inventory I've been planning all these years, and somewhere we're bound to find that stock.
Inventory? In that mess of stuff you got downstairs? Have you gone stark, raving, mad?
My mind's made up. I'll get my store in order and find that stock all at the same time.
All right, Eli. But it hardly seems like $10,000 is enough to repay us for having to take inventory of your grocery store. Hurry now and help me get this mess cleaned up. The group will be here for singing practice in just a few minutes.
The time has finally come when Eli must clean up his grocery store. Jenny always said it would take a miracle to make him do it. Well, there ain't anything much nearer to a miracle than learning that you've got a fortune in forgotten gold stock. The singing group's now gathered in the parlor for practice. And as Eli stands by the old organ leading them, there's an active little twinkle in his eye, as though maybe he's brewing up some kind of a scheme.
Down in New England, far, far away, back to the homestead on the hill. Oft in my fancy,
yeah.
you're going to sing at next Friday's ice cream sociable?
Yeah, and Cliff's going to do a solo, too.
Tell us more about that there gold stock that might be worth something.
Oh, there ain't no doubt about it being worth a lot, Ben. I'll read you the article here, right here in the Evening Gazette. It says, Mr. R... Oh, wait a minute. Oh, here it is. Any outstanding shares of Blue Indian Gold Stock of the 1903 issue E series will now be purchased at the rate of $100 per share.
$100 a share? Are you sure that's what it says?
Just as sure as I am that your name's Patience Peaboy.
It's right here in black and white.
That's mighty peculiar. There ain't nothing in your horoscope that indicates you're coming into a lot of money this way.
Well, tarnation, am I supposed to ignore it just because your astrology didn't foresee it?
You needn't belittle my calculations. Why, didn't I tell Ben that business was going to pick up at his feed store?
Yep, and I'll be blessed if it ain't. Just can't understand it. I'm selling more feed, even though there's the same number of cows and horses around these here parts. I don't see how the position of the stars can make them hungrier.
I wish you'd tell me when business is going to pick up at my gas station. Gee, it's been terrible.
Let's see, Cliff. You was born under Virgo. That's the earth sign. I got my book with me, so I'll go over here in the corner and figure it out.
I'd much rather you'd figure out when Cliff is going to become a famous singer.
I agree with Marion. Seems like a shame with the pretty voice you've got, Cliff, to be tending gas pumps.
Oh, I'll go back to New York one of these days and get more training.
Well, by golly, kids, after I collect the money on this stock, there ain't nothing I'd like better than to send you and Marion both to that famous school for singers.
I think you better get the money before you start spending it, Eli.
Is there any doubt that you'll get it? You've got the stock, ain't you?
That's one of them yes and no questions.
Yes, I got it, but no, I don't know where it is.
You what?
Yeah, I mean, it's in this building. I'm dead certain of that, but just where it is, I ain't quite sure.
You may as well know the truth, folks. Eli hid all of our valuables downstairs in his store way back about 20 years ago. And he's still looking for some of them that ain't yet been recovered.
Well, I don't wonder if they're lost in that maze of stuff, groceries.
Yeah, I don't know why everybody pokes such fun at my store. I gotta have something to sell, don't I?
That's just it, Eli. If you'd only stock the things that people buy.
Well, maybe it's a little cluttered, but I ain't got nobody to help me keep it in order. And now every time I have the urge to tidy up a bit, I take a look about me and think, oh, shucks, what's the use?
Oh, stop feeling sorry for yourself. You knew from the beginning that we'd all pitch in and help you. Come on, gang, there's a job to be done.
No, I can't let you go down and do that. Why, that's my job, and just because this is a little town where folks always pitch in and help one another, and that's no reason why you should offer to help me take inventory.
Or if you don't stop, you might talk me out of it.
We want to, Mr. Jenkins.
Come on, now, let's get started.
Well, gee, this sure is a nice surprise for you to want to do this. Here, it's kind of dusty down there. I laid out these aprons for everybody to put on.
Surprise, eh?
Well, I thought I'd have the aprons handy in case.
We better get started. You can have the pink apron, Ben. It goes with your bloodshot eyes.
Well, that's a fine way to be talking to a sick man. There's so much wrong with me that I just can't even remember it all. Have I got symptoms?
Well, we'd better set aside another evening to hear about them, Ben. Tonight we're going to take inventory of the Jenkins Grocery.
Yes, sir. Never thought the day'd come when I'd really know what's in my store.
You're a set of brave people to tackle that jungle of stuff without a guide. You might lose your way in the storeroom and have to live off canned corn for 6 months.
Have you a pencil and paper handy? I'll list all the items in the inventory.
Yeah, now, wait a minute. Our first duty is to get our singing practice done. We got to have 2 songs ready for the ice cream sociable. Cliff, can we depend on you for a solo?
Sure. Anything you want.
Well, then why don't you practice that before you come downstairs? And Marion can stay up here in company. And how about it? Maybe I'll stay up in here and lead you if you need me to, huh?
Oh, Eli, leave him alone. Cliff ain't no Trilby, and most of all, you ain't no Svengali.
Who are them two fellers?
Oh, a new comedy team, I guess.
You can come down and join the party when you're through practicing, kid.
Are we going to leave him up here all alone?
Do you wish that you was young again, Patience?
You ever get too old?
I bet I live to regret my generous nature. I don't think this store of yours has ever been cleaned up.
Oh, it was, too. Back in the spring of 24, I really...
What number do you want to rehearse, Cliff?
Oh, let's see. Do you think the folks would like Lassie of Mine?
Oh, I think they'd like anything you sing.
I think you're prejudiced.
Is this the right key?
It may make a soprano out of me, but I'll try it.
I love a lassie as fair as can be, and she dwells where the bluebells grow. Far in old Scotland, across the deep sea, where the heather is all aglow.
Cliff.
You're beautiful, Marion.
Oh, now.
I'm stating a simple fact. And since you school teachers deal in facts, you certainly can't object. I could say that the Brooklyn Bridge hangs or the Tower of Pisa leans, and you wouldn't stop me. So why can't I say that you're beautiful?
Because that's just your opinion. And you said I was prejudiced.
So we're both prejudiced. I like prejudiced people. Everything's so much nicer that way.
Well, you're in a gay mood tonight.
Well, I'm inspired.
Oh?
Don't you want to know what inspires me?
Hey, you two! Sounds to me like the music stopped. What you doing up there?
A little town has many advantages, but privacy is not one of them.
Shall we go down? They just like our company.
You mean patience just likes to... All right, Miss Castle. Before you tell me I'm a bad boy and wrap my knuckles with a ruler, we'll go down.
Oh, that's the old-fashioned method of discipline. Oh, today we just reason with the children.
That won't work with me, because there's no good reason why we should go downstairs.
Give me a ruler, then.
What you gonna do with a ruler?
I'll tell you, Patience, I'm writing a treatise on the boundless curiosity of women. So we just wanted to measure yours for size.
Stars, what's he talking about?
Come on, Cliff. We aren't helping with the inventory this way.
I'm gonna make some hot chocolate. I'll call when it's ready.
I should have taken my vitamins this morning. This inventory looks like a hopeless task.
I never knew I had so much in the way of groceries. Oh, hi, Cliff and Marion. You can start sorting this pile if you like.
All right, Mr. Jenkins.
Look at this, Jenny. 22 unopened crates of curry powder.
Yes, and look at the dust on it. It hasn't been touched in all these years since you ordered it. Nobody but Indians eat curry powder.
Well, they ain't extinct. You never can tell when one of them might phone in a reservation for some curry powder. Get it? Reservation Indians. Get it?
Oh, Eli, that's another kind of Indian.
You may as well forget it, Jenkins. You just ain't no funny man. And the more I look around this store, the more I think you ain't got no grocery either.
Well, it's so darn monotonous ordering the same old things all the time. Flour and salt and lard.
And the exotic groceries look interesting in the catalog, don't they, Mr. Jenkins?
Yeah, you bet they do. I guess we all have to do our traveling some way. Cliff does it with his singing. He can think of them far-off places when he sings them romantic songs, and Ben gets around with his symptoms. They got symptoms like his all over the face of the earth.
He ain't neither. Why, my cases are so rare that the doctors can't even find a single thing wrong with me.
Just forget what I said about the strange groceries, Eli. If you can get satisfaction out of them, I guess it's a pretty cheap way of seeing the world.
Oh, look at this. Italian spaghetti. 3 feet long. Never been able to sell any of it. None of the ladies down our way have pots that long. And look at this. Look at this case of scotch broth up here. Hey, I can hear the bagpipes when I look at that soup.
Think of all the money that you got tied up in these crazy, unheard-of groceries. Why, you'll never be able to sell any of them.
Well, I ain't never regarded it as money wasted. It's kind of a sinking fund. Why, even if times get tough for Jenny and me, we still got to eat.
Oh, Eli, have I got to look forward to eating up all of this stuff in my old age?
Yeah, I can just imagine it all now. Eli and Jenny Jenkins at the age of 89 and 92. They're sitting on the porch of the Crowell County Poorhouse. And Ma Jenkins says to Pa Jenkins,
"Hey, what would you like for supper tonight, Pa? We got spumoni, chicken tetrazzini, and crepe Suzette's."
And Pa Jenkins replies, "Oh, if it's all the same to you, Ma, I'll just take a dose of soda."
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Hey, everybody, the hot chocolate's ready.
We'll be right up, patients.
Say, I think you've made a lot of headway in the time you've been working.
Yes. Oh, it's a straight path clear through your store now. Well, you don't even have to zigzag.
Yeah, I sure ain't found many of my valuables, though.
Well, pick up the pile you've found, and let's go and have our hot chocolate before it gets cold.
Well, let's see what all we have found. There's Mama's honorary membership card in the Shelby Junction chapter of the Allied Suffragette Movement, dated in the year 1904.
I think we might be able to discard that now, Eli. I heard somewhere that the women won that fight.
Yeah, here's a bronze medal I won when it was just 17.
What was going on then, the Revolutionary?
Oh, it weren't no war, Ben. The Boy Scouts gave it to me for shooting 6 polecats.
Well, have you found the gold stock yet?
Yeah, shucks, no. Oh, look out, everybody. This chocolate's still scalding. Yeah, doggone, I still don't seem any nearer to finding my gold stock.
Well, the next time you hide valuables, I think you better make a map like the pirates did when they buried treasure. You know, starting at the point of the shadow cast by the Cracker Barrel at high noon, walk 10 paces toward the candy counter and start digging.
Yeah, gosh, it's awful hard to work trying to take inventory and clean up.
But that stock's worth $10,000, and that's a lot of money.
Yeah, you bet. We gotta find it, that's all.
I guess it's just because I'm getting old. But I don't remember us ever having any Blue Indian gold stock.
Eli, are you sure you had some?
Am I sure? Why, I remember it just as plain as if
my astrology didn't give no indication that you were coming into a lot of money.
Yeah, I don't know why you all doubt it so. I ought to know what I have.
If you only knew where you have it.
Of course, I could have made a mistake in my figuring. Maybe I didn't reckon with Saturn arising in your fourth house.
We'd better get on back to that inventory.
Well, I'll need some more paper to finish the list. Is there some here in the desk, Mr. Jenkins?
Sure, just help yourself in one of them bottom drawers.
With a part of our $10,000, I think we ought to buy a new organ for the church.
Well, I'd be mighty pleased if somebody with a big heart and a checkbook would donate a new length of hose to the volunteer fire department. The old hose has sprung so many darn leaks that we ought to charge for irrigating the countryside every time there's a bleed.
I can't seem to find the blank paper, Mr. Jenkins.
Maybe there's some in this top drawer. I ain't looked in there lately.
Yeah, if you keep your desk like you keep your store, there's no telling what's in there.
Yeah, let's see. Now, there should be some right under. Gee, willikers!
What's the matter, Eli?
I just found something that looks
Eli
like...
Eli Jenkins, what? If you tell me that you found that stock right there in your desk after I've spent the evening down in your blasted store of working and lifting and stirring up the dust that gives me... fever...
Relax, Ben. I'll get you a glass of water so you can take another pill.
Well, if that ain't the strangest thing, I remember just as clear as can be how I hid my stocks and stuff down in my store, and here they turn up in my desk.
Some burglar undoubtedly broke into your store, spent hours hunting for your stocks, then sneaked up here and put them in your desk, just to confuse you.
Yeah, that don't seem likely.
Well, don't sit there staring at the stocks. Open up the bundle and let's get those Blue Indian shares.
Here's a pocket knife to cut the string.
Yeah, here goes. I'm about to get a little piece of paper that'll make us so darned rich. Would you like fur coat, Ma?
Oh, don't talk silly. What would I do with a fur coat?
Well, you could pack it away in those mothballs that you ain't never had nothing to pack away in.
The suspense is killing me.
Is that it, dear?
No, that's oil stock. That turned out that the piece of land was 10 feet underwater, so and then they tried to sell me more shares so they could buy diving suits for the oil drillers.
Haven't you found it yet?
Yeah, it must be in this last one here. This is...
Why, that says...
Turquoise Cherokee Quicksilver stock.
What?
You mean that's what you've been remembering?
Well, turquoise is blue, ain't it? And the Cherokees are Indians, ain't they?
Oh, why, you don't get quicksilver out of the ground. You find it in thermometers.
Oh, yeah.
Haven't we any gold stock, Eli? Is this what you were thinking of?
I told you that the stars was right, you see?
Yes, you and your figurings. That's probably what done it.
There goes my new fire hose.
And there goes the new church organ.
Mr. Jenkins, where's that financial page?
Huh? Oh, the darn thing's in there on the table. If it hadn't read that, we'd never had this work.
Oh, my poor back. I think I'd better take 2 white pills this hour.
I kept feeling that we didn't have any of that stock in the first place.
Did you say that was Turquoise Cherokee, Mr. Jenkins?
Yes, darn it. Just a name between us and $10,000.
Well, would you settle for a couple of thousand?
What?
What in tarnation are you talking about?
Well, it occurred to me that the stock you do have might be worth something.
And it is? Oh, Eli.
Well, out with it, boy. What'd you find?
Well, there's a listing here for Turquoise Cherokee with a closing quotation of $22.75.
Wait, you sure? No. Oh, Jenny, darling, do you hear that?
Oh, I can't believe it.
I think that's wonderful.
I rightly ought to send you a bill for the medicine that I'm going to take to get me back in condition.
What say, folks? Let's all gather around and sing. I kind of feel like giving thanks with one of them beautiful old hymns.
That's a grand idea, Pa.
All right, Ma, sound the chord. Let's sing it real good, folks.
There's a garden where Jesus is waiting. There's a place that is wondrously fair. For it glows with the light of His presence. 'Tis the beautiful garden of a prayer. Oh, the beautiful garden, the garden of a prayer. Oh, the beautiful. There's a garden where Jesus is waiting, and I go with my burden and a care, just to learn from His lips words of comfort in the beautiful garden of a prayer. Oh, the beautiful garden, the garden.
You know, all the time we were singing, I kept thinking what a lesson I learned this evening.
What do you mean, Pa?
Don't you see, Jenny, there I was all excited because I suddenly thought I had a lot of money. So excited, in fact, that I couldn't even remember right. And then when the pretty bubble busted, I was all down in the dumps. It took Cliff here to make me realize that I had a rightful sum coming from that there stock. Now, I'm mighty thankful for the couple of thousand. And I think if we spend it careful, we might be able to get that church organ and your length of hose, Ben, and still have a bit left over to get something to keep reminding us of how lucky we are, Jenny.
There's music in the morn is nigh, and faint its flush is seen on the bright and laughing sky.
Thanks for dropping in this evening, folks. We'll all be looking forward to your company again next time there's singing practice. Remember now, that'll be in Eli Jenkins' parlor. All the gang will be there to visit and join in more old-fashioned singing. So until we get together again, I'll be saying goodbye for all the folks down our way. This program's written by Shirley Thomas and produced by Walter White, Jr. This is a Commodore production.